Coming up next is Chester.
Think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people, people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grieved? Can you see colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Come run the hidden pine trails of the forest. Come taste the sun-sweet berries of the earth. Come roll in all the riches all around you, and for once never wonder what they were. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my in a hoop that never ends. Oh, why does a sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the
And that was Chester with Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas. Let's see. I thought your quality was not the greatest, Chester. There was a very strong room echo that your mic had. And I think mixing-wise, your music was too soft in the beginning. But then at the very end, when the music swelled, it kind of drowned you out a little bit. So I'm not really sure what you could have done that there. Maybe like, I don't know, boosted up the
I have no idea.
Like, individual balancing it out, like, you know, yeah, going probably in and upping the volume of the music at one point and then lowering it at another point, or upping the volume of the vocals at one point. Not, like, as a whole, but just, like, individually finding the spots that need more or less and just tweaking those one spots.
Yeah, because, like, parts of it was too soft and parts of it was too loud, and I was like, ah, no, right, could be better. Let's see. And what was really strange is at the end of the song, your mic quality changed again. And it was, like, strange because it was less echoey.
Yeah. What happened?
It was strange. It was, like, less echoey and, like, clearer, and I was like, oh, this sounds good. Chester, if you can, like, have that quality throughout, that would be a nice improvement. Yeah, and quality aside, there was also a very long silence at the end I thought should have been cut out. That was very strange. Mm-hmm. Song-wise, I thought it was a good song choice for your tone, because you have a very lower tone, but I liked how you swelled with the music at the end, but I thought it could have used a little bit more dynamics in this song, because it was sung very, like, very proper and almost, like, operatic, but I thought, like, it was very, like, linear apart from the end, and I thought, like, if you, like, switched it up with the phrasing or something, it would have been a little bit more engaging, because I think you were focusing a little bit on making it too formal and pretty and very, like, vibrato heavy, I think, and it was a little bit too much for my liking, but overall I thought it was not bad at all, Chester. Zoe?
Okay, excuses one note because it's probably gonna tie in with another one. Waves, WTF, why am I hearing waves? That's my first note. I'm sorry,
the file,
I don't know if it was the file or the backtrack or what it was, but I just heard like something that sounded like waves.
Oh,
like at the beginning of the track. And then my next note is vocals overpower music, mic quality, or is it just reverb? You have some pretty parts. I think I have a note that says I hear some kind of movement. I would have liked more power on the build-up. Notes are either too airy or they just fade out before they're finished even being said. Now the music's louder. It lacks energy, and this is before we get to the later part in the song, and I, yeah, hear clicks and movement. Interesting backtrack, and I'll say that because it had a lot of interesting moments throughout the song.
Continue.
Then overall, I just have volume levels haywire. There was finally a build up, and I wasn't a really big fan of the end where you campaign with all the colors of the wind. And I do agree, it had dynamics, but I think you needed more dynamics earlier in the song. Because that one section was just still sung pretty. I'm like, it should have been picked up more energetic by this point. Emotion-wise, I have a question mark because I don't know how I really feel about the emotion for this performance. So, taking on to Ambie.
I had a question on the emotion, too.
Yeah, like, I thought that overall it was very, very pretty. But, while it was very, very, very pretty, I just feel like it was very, very, like, that's it. Like, I thought that it was very soft and sweet, and I think the song needed more than this soft and sweetness. Like, it almost felt like if someone was doing this for, like, a mellow version of Disney song CD, mm-hmm. like a smoother version, like, you know how they have those, like, the romance of Disney type of things, where it's not like the original mm-hmm. song, it's like covers of the original songs done in different styles. Like, it almost didn't feel like the song from the movie, which kind of works for you and against you, because, like, I'm looking at it kind of in that way, like, she covered it in a more softer and smoother style than it is originally done in. But, I don't know. It was just very meek at times. And at the end, like, the quality change was weird, and there was, like, a very loud clicking noise of some kind in with it. I don't know if you guys caught that noise that was in there with
it. I heard something at the end, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I have the music too quiet as well.
Yeah, I had a clip.
And just your quality overall.
I don't know if that was you guys muted or not.
No, that was in there. That was in there because we were still muted, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, just the overall, I don't know. I couldn't tell if this was like her mic quality or Tsukono's mic quality, because I'm pretty sure the first time she recorded at Tsukono's house. I don't know if this was on Tsukono's mic or her mic or what.
I don't remember Tsukono having a very strong room echo, though. Like, I don't,
she brought his mic and then she recorded at her house.
I don't think Tsukono has the greatest quality, but I don't think it was this bad either. Like, I don't know. I think if you clean up the quality control, though, it would help a lot, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Very much.
Okay, moving on?
Yep.
All right, so next up is Miss Voice of an Angel.
Right, Miss Voice of an Angel with Reflections from Mulan, the movie version.
Dun dun dun.
Indeed. Okay.
Oh, I was gonna say, but like, I think the pop version is the one we like cursed. I don't know about the movie version.
Reflections is reflection in my mind now. It's all blended. Okay. I heard puffs and pops around the beginning. The music tended to overpower the vocals at times. I would like a bit more power overall. On the note of dynamics, you had dynamics, but I would like the softer part softer, because the intro was a little too strong, as well as the ending part. The oohs were iffy for me. Sans at the end. And I don't know if I said this one, but like around 1 minute, you had some pitch problems, from what I heard. Ambie?
I don't know. I thought that it needed to be gentler or something. It felt kind of, like, harsh and, like, a little, like, grr. It didn't feel like,
It was strong. It was too strong for the song.
Like, I think it started too strong. Like, I think if she had started a little softer and meeker and then gotten stronger, it would have been better. But I think that it just started off a little too, I wrote down harsh. Like, it just needed to be softer or something. Gentler. And I don't think that it fit the meaning, like, and then the feeling of this song as well as it could have if she had gone softer, and it was a little pitchy in the chorus. Like, I thought the verses, the notes were fine, but in the chorus, I thought it was pitchy. And that's all I have. I only have a couple notes.
Miss Voice of an Angel. I am not happy because the backtrack had a melody line in it. I'm not a fan of that. Anyway, that aside, let's see. I liked your tone on this, Miss Voice of an Angel. Like, you tend to do that head voice thing, and I thought you had, like, a lot more power in this song than you normally have, which is a little bit unfortunate, because I thought you powered the beginning a little too hard, like Zella and Andy mentioned, but, yeah, I thought you had a lot more power in that, and that was good, and I liked your tone on this, and it was very pretty. I would have liked a little bit more emotion in generally, and though I tried in the chorus, it sounded like your throat kind of closed up or something, because you had this really, like, good sounding tone, and then it started getting a little crackly sounding. So I think just could have used a little bit more air. But, like, I thought this was good, Miss Voice of an Angel. Like, it wasn't great, but it, and there were some things that could be worked on, but I think this was good. And, yeah, I think you did the curse song reasonably well.
The curse song.
All right. Are you guys done?
I'm done.
I am.
All right. So next up is Songbird.
Songbird. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
What I love most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. But people, I guess, can't live like that. We all must pay a price. To be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the river bend. Waiting just around the river bend. I look once more just around the river bend. Beyond the shore, where the gulls fly free. Don't know what for. What I dream the day might send. Just around the river bend. For me. Coming for me. Feel it there beyond those trees. Or right behind these waterfalls. Can I ignore that sound of distant drumming? For a handsome sturdy husband who builds handsome sturdy walls. And never dreams that something might be coming. Just around the river bend. Just around the river bend. I look once more. Just around the river bend. Beyond the shore. Somewhere past the sea. Don't know what for. Why do all my dreams extend? Just around the river bend. Just around the river.
Songbird singing just around the river bend. This is what, the second one tonight?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. You weren't here. You need to listen to those later. Just to listen back to the ones that, yeah, Nani sang this one earlier tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Songbird. I don't know. Like.
Oops, sorry.
At first. Oh, that's okay.
That was a bad squeak.
At first, I was okay with it, but then. At first I was like, oh, it's a little pitchy, but it's not that bad. Then you completely got off of the melody. Not that it went off the melody, but you were, like, a beat ahead. And it kind of, like, I don't know. It just kind of, like, was like a snowball going downhill. And it just kind of, like, rolled over itself and got, like, bigger and bigger and bigger. And it was like, oh, my God. She's, like, three beats ahead. What's going on? I don't know. I thought overall, like, the singing was okay, but it got pitchy. And then that big, that was a big mistake with the melody part there. It was in one of the choruses, and it, like, threw it off for a good, like, 15 seconds, I think. And it was like, oh, no, how did she not notice that type of situation? Jeffers?
I have a similar note about the timing, but I'm not sure if she was... ahead. Like, I actually had, she was behind the music on the
second
chorus.
Oh, she was behind the music? Okay. I don't know if she was ahead or behind, but it was definitely not correct.
I'm not sure what the last word is in the second verse, but I thought from what I remember, it sounded like she held it out too long, and then she, like, was rushing to catch up in the second chorus, and, like, it took sort of long to catch up. That's what I remember anyway. Yeah, and that was not good, Songbird. And the Wait For Me, Dream Giver had kind of strange timing. I thought your energy and performance was good, though, but it was just a little, it was pitchy throughout Songbird, and I'm kind of bummed, because I thought this was a good song choice, and I liked, and I thought you sounded, your voice and tone was nice on it, but, like, it was just kind of pitchy, and, like, the syncing was not so great. I don't know, like, yeah. Yeah. Zell, go.
Okay. My first note is definitely, it was off time on either a lot of it or the whole thing. It was just a lot of tempo problems with me. You were pitchy. For me, I wasn't a big fan of the long held out notes. I felt they could have been sung a bit differently, but again, this is not my interpretation, that's yours. You did have dynamics. What's the suitor's name? Is it Kokomo?
Kokowon?
Kokomo. Kokomo is in that song about Aruba and Jamaica. Oh, I want to take you to Kokomo.
Okay.
No, his name is Kokowon.
Okay, because I don't know if she pronounced it correctly or not. What does last night mean? Oh, well. Some of these notes I write. But yeah, that's all I really have.
Yeah, it was, it could have been cleaned up a bit, I think.
Yeah, I think that was the problem was, like, I don't know, I feel like if you had just, like, listened back to it, you would have heard that. Like, that's the thing, like, I don't know how you could have possibly missed that, because I thought that it was kind of, like, in your face.
Right.
Over, like, warning, danger, Will Robinson, danger, this is incorrect.
Yeah, and, like, I thought that she sounded, like, I thought if she cleaned up that thing and fixed a bit of a pitchiness, it would have been nice.
Been
like,
great.
I thought it looked great on paper, but, like, the execution was a little sketch.
Yeah, agreed.
Concept good, execution.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I don't know who's next, but...
Moving on is...
Oh. Spaz Cakes.
There you go. Spaz Cakes, you're up.
Thank you.
And that was Spaz Cakes with a song from James and the Giant Peach. I don't know.
I think it's actually called My Name is James.
Thank you. I think Zell knows the song, right?
Yes. I have a familiarity with it.
Oh, really? Okay, we shall hear about that. Spaz Cakes, I didn't know the song, so this was nice to listen to. I thought this was very pretty, and I liked your control on this, because it sounded very in control throughout the entire song. I thought your emotion was good, and... Oh, bless you.
Bless you.
And I thought you had a very nice build, as the song went along into the climax of the song. I thought that was nice. I didn't write down what part exactly, but there was one segment in the higher part, I think towards the end, where your notes sounded like they could have used a bit more air, and it sounded like you were reaching for them a little bit. But the segment after that was good. I should have written down a timestamp, but I didn't. And that was generally my only negative thing. Like, overall, I like this Spaz Cakes. Yeah. Zell?
Oh, Spazzy, you and your emails are so much fun to listen to. Okay, yes. The actual song. Yay, obscure, you make me happy. Because, yeah, nobody ever does James and the Giant Peach. Your voice is very pretty on this. I will say you didn't have pitch problems, and this is mainly with the higher notes. Because the lower notes, you didn't have any problem with at all. You had a lot of shakiness and... some parts of you use more support, like I guess Jeffrey said. You had cute energy / emotion. And you did have a nice build of the song. And amp.
Yeah, how do you find the backtracks for these obscure songs? Like,
give me a secret.
She's good.
Obscure, my god. I thought the vocals were decent, but I don't know. It felt kind of, I don't know.
It was a little high for her range.
Yeah, it was a little high because it kind of seemed like forced a lot to me. Just like, yeah. And I wanted more like sadness and wanting. I felt like you were, okay, I think that you picked something that's a little too high for you and you were focusing so much on getting the notes right and not like, squeaking or cracking or breaking that you completely ignored like doing something with your voice besides just singing the notes. Like I feel like you could have done more for the feeling of it at times, like especially in the section where like you're talking about like there's a city and it's like there needs to be like more I think of a wanting in it, because yeah, I don't know James and the Giant Peach well, but I do know that the motivation behind this is that he's in a horrible living experience and he wants something more and he kind of like is all dreamy about it, and that's kind of what this song is in that whole section. I didn't really get that from it. I just got song too high for your range. Yeah.
Okay.
Hate to be the bearer of bad ambi news.
Bad ambi news.
Yeah. Bad ambi news, yeah.
Okay, so up next is Silver Soulbird. Tweet, tweet.
And she has what song she's singing in her thing?
Curse you, party poopers.
All right.
No, it's not that. I'm not against that. It's that.
You'll see.
You'll see in a moment.